Chainsaw and Rocket.
Where weird thoughts come to life.
Joining us today is, as always and forever, Silver Tongue.
Hey.
And Single Shot.
Always. Yeah. I think that gave it away with the intro.
Oh, duh. I guess I didn't need to explain that.
Nobody
to
else
anyone.
Heard the Always and Forever song in your head.
Always. I want to be with you.
Oh, that's a different one.
I was thinking of La Fonda, but okay.
I think we were all thinking of different songs.
It doesn't matter. What are you thinking about topic-wise today, guys?
The Philadelphia Experiment.
The Philadelphia Experiment.
Another weird experiment?
The Hoodahoo?
The Hoodahoo.
The Philadelphia Experiment.
Well, the government's always had a secret history of strange experiments.
Absolutely. Military or otherwise.
Well, the Philadelphia experience.
It was an experience, and now it's not dead.
Oh, good.
Continue.
was an alleged military experiment.
So what did you hear about it? Or what do you know about this experiment?
Yeah, I want you guys to tell me the story, because I didn't do my homework.
So what's really interesting about this is what happened, within the experiment, supposedly, is way less interesting than all of the things surrounding it.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I think the experiment started in the summer of 1943 and then was retested in October 28th, 1943. And I guess the main story is that they were trying to cloak ships, trying to make them invisible.
Yeah, that's what I'm
submarines. Sort of
right.
So it's submarines? Okay.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make them invisible.
There was a heavy concentration of U-boats in the Atlantic, and getting over to Europe was impossible.
So they're trying to jump.
No, they're trying to disguise.
Oh, they're trying to disguise. So, okay. Yeah. I thought they were trying to, go through a block.
So, no, they were trying to affect magnetic fields so they could get away from naval mines.
Okay. So it's like a defense mechanism.
Yes.
Right. Harry Potter.
Right.
Not that they would be undiscoverable by radar, but that they wouldn't be drawn to by magnetic torpedoes or mines, like some people say.
Yeah, they were trying to lessen the magnetic field.
And so the way that they were trying to do this, it has to do with Einstein's unified field theory. Mm-hmm. And Einstein said to wrap these coils around the entire ship.
Degassing coils.
Yeah, that would make them undiscoverable by the magnetic poles or whatever.
Okay.
So that's what the experiment was. Other people claim something else. That it was supposed to, in fact, make us time jump, or make them time jump, or...
Or that the effects they weren't expecting was time travel.
Yeah. And that wasn't really the case, but this is what everybody is saying, and this is why it's been, such a hard thing to prove that it happened. There's not really any record of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, basically, this experiment started in Philadelphia. They were working on it, and then one day, on October 28th, 1943, they achieved something which made the ship disappear from Philadelphia and suddenly reappear in Norfolk, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and that some other people on one of the government ships, the SS Andrew something rather, that they saw this ship appear. When they went over to look at the crew and everything,
yeah.
See what was going on. They said, people were losing their minds, having fits of rage, that people were on fire, and that people had been, fused to the ship.
Mm-hmm. So this is,
Event
Horizon.
Screaming their heads off, Yeah, like it's going nuts.
It's like Event Horizon, mm-hmm. except instead of space, in the ocean, which is like space.
Right. And it happened twice, basically.
What? So,
yeah. In the summer of 1943.
But this actually happened, or this is just like the
this
story?
This is the legend. So, okay. Yeah, in 1943, they first tested it and had the same experience. People said there was a green fog and that it kind of like blinked in and out of existence. Mm-hmm. But what they saw, again, were the crewmen like melded into mm-hmm. the ship. One was claimed to have been like a few decks below where he was and that his hand was stuck in a wall.
Did any of them survive? Some people will tell you yes, and some people will tell you no.
Right.
Like, there's said to be... Okay, so there's basically two different stories. There's one story, which I think is bullshit. And then there's the other story, which I'll tell y'all in more detail.
Yeah.
But the one that I don't think is accurate is the one with that guy named, like, Al or Carl Allen or something.
And Allen. Yeah, he's got a few different names.
Yeah. And he was the one that claimed to be the janitor on the ship at the time, right? Or...
I thought he was...
Okay, hold on.
...on the crew.
Either way, he was on
yeah,
the...
Yeah, well, you looked
he was
that
supposed
up.
To be on the submarine.
So on the 28th...
Okay. Yeah, I didn't write too much down about him because he obviously was, like, a fame seeker, so...
Yeah, I have some of that.
So what was his
So, yeah,
story?
On the 28th is when it completely disappeared and teleported over 200 miles away, but they say that it went back in time 10 minutes.
Really? I didn't read that.
Yeah, I have that they went back, supposedly went back in time 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see how they knew that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's what they're claiming, that they jumped backwards.
And so the thing about this is, like,
but where does
the
this
government,
come into play?
These are government military vessels. Mm-hmm. Like, there are records kept at all times. So it's the USS Eldridge is mm-hmm. the ship that apparently disappeared and was going through the experiments. Mm-hmm. It's a fairly large ship, like, and it was nowhere near, it wasn't even in Philly and it wasn't in Virginia at the time,
ever.
Like, ever that month that they say that this happened. And then
yeah.
the other USS Andrew, the one that said they saw it appear,
yeah.
like, that one wasn't in the area at the time either. So
where are the records?
They claim
that
they've been falsified, and that's
yeah.
why there's no proof of them.
But
did they exist?
They exist, yeah, and it's
they
public
just
information,
in different
like,
ports?
You can look at it. Yeah, but they were in different places.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
And this was during the war era, like, so they had to keep extensive logs of where they were and mm-hmm. where they were going.
So, yeah, Carl Zande claimed, I think, to be a crewman. And wrote
okay.
all these letters and sent them to, what was his name? I have his last name is Jessup. I can't remember his first name.
Edmund or Edward?
Mm-mm. He sent it to Jessup at, so Jessup was a scientist. He had his master's degree in astronomy. And, so let me see. I'm going blank. So he had a master's degree in astronomy, but for some reason he never finished his doctorate and he left the science field and started doing unrelated jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's reports that he was really just an auto parts salesman and shouldn't have been sent these letters.
Yeah.
But once he was done with science, essentially, again, he did unrelated jobs and one of his main jobs was selling auto parts. So a lot of people try to discredit him. But
yeah.
he had written a book, what is it, The Case for UFOs?
Yeah.
And in a separate edition, the Vero edition, is where Carlos Allende's letters are
mm-hmm.
and supposedly information from aliens. Mr. A, Mr. B, and
But this
Jenny.
Is the thing, like, none of this even came up until 10 years later. So it's kind of like, really, like, you're just 10 years later coming up with a story.
Like it was 10 minutes late?
I don't know. I don't really credit this theory at
mm-hmm.
all because I have more, like, there's
more,
another...
There's more, like...
Yeah, another, like, above
theories.
Top secret theory to this, and I'll share it with y'all if Single Shot doesn't have anything to say.
No. Okay.
Okay, so...
So that was, like, the first theory.
It's the main... I mean,
okay.
It's basically the same. It's that they were trying to cloak, quote-unquote, these ships
mm-hmm.
to be undiscoverable by the
mm-hmm.
U-boat torpedoes.
But the result was different.
Yeah. And
okay.
So this guy named Al Bielek,
yeah,
he said that he was on the ship at the time
mm-hmm.
of this experiment and that it was actually in August. It wasn't the October. It was August 12th, 1943. So he basically said that Einstein told him to use the coils. The idea was based off of something that Tesla had provided, like called a zero time reference generator, and that actually worked, and they had successfully like done what they were trying to do. After that, though, like for some reason, this new guy came in, and his name was John von Neumann, and he had been working with Einstein previously on the Manhattan Project, which was the project to create the atomic bomb. And so he came in and took over the Philadelphia experiment or whatever. Okay. And during his time, like, he claimed that Tesla had warned him personally about there would be, like, an issue with the crew if they attempted to do this with an active crew on there. They had picked out this crew, had gone through extensive training, and, like, they picked, like, the best of the best people for this mission.
Yeah.
So that, apparently, Al Bielek was one of the guys who was sent on this mission. It was him and his brother.
And this guy is, like,
he's a real guy.
Okay.
His whole website was debunked by the stuff he put on it. He is crazy.
So this is the theory you believe?
Yeah, but I have more. So, okay. Like, it goes way deeper. So this is basically on August 12th, 1943, they said that the ship disappeared in a green haze, and that, like, when the haze cleared, the ship was gone, and it was gone for a couple of hours. And then when it reappeared, like, that's when it reappeared in the same port, the same exact spot that it had left. And that's when they saw the crew, and it was the same story. Like, they were crazy, like, screaming, engulfed in flames, like, molded to the ship.
They were also supposedly phasing in and out.
Like, yeah, like, some would disappear and then come back.
And come through
like
walls.
Like, Mike TV. Like,
yeah.
So that's what they said. They said that this happened because we live in a five-dimension reality, and time is the fourth and fifth dimension, apparently. And so that something happened in the fourth and fifth dimension as they were cloaking that caused that to happen or whatever. So this Al Bielek guy claimed that as they were teleporting, that they were teleporting to a certain spot. What is it, Long Island? An Air Force base in Long Island. And so they jumped off. Him and his brother tried to jump off, but his brother ended up dying in the process.
Oh, man. I don't have that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he says that he had been working on something called the Montauk Project, and that was, like, on the Air Force base on Long Island. And so he says he stopped by there. I can go on and on. Y'all can stop me if you want.
I want to know more.
Okay, so the Montauk Project theory is basically this place called the Brookhaven Institute. They're known for doing research on high energy nuclear physics, superconductors and magnets, like condensed matter physics, and they've already gone through several lawsuits dealing with radiation contamination. They're a real company, like, they do exist to this day, actually, and they still do the same stuff. And so they were apparently working with the Air Force on something called the Phoenix Project, which was basically them trying to create black hole simulations. They were doing a lot of experiments in psychotronics and weather control. And so this guy named Preston Nichols, he claimed that he had been working with the Brookhaven Institute at the time of, like, the Philadelphia experiment and all of that. And so he claimed that they had been doing a lot of psychic research on children, and they were achieving teleportation of objects with these kids that they were training to be psychics. And so,
like, X-Men almost.
Yeah, basically. And so they said they were also able to achieve the creation of black holes. There's a guy that was also there at the Brookhaven Institute named Duncan Cameron, and he actually claimed that he was reincarnated at one point as the brother of Al Bielek, the guy who claims that he jumped off.
Okay. Bielek made up these names. He was always Bielek and made up Edward Cameron as his new name and made up, what was his brother's name?
Duncan Cameron. But these people, you can actually find records on them in the Brookhaven.
Because he stole the names. They're not his. They were real people.
At the Brookhaven Institute?
Yeah. There's proof that he stole names. He's Al Bielek. He's never been a Cameron. His brother was... That the two Camerons may have existed, but he stole their identities for this.
So this is who, like, the guy, whatever Al Bielek, did he have it, like, Al Bielek's brother, like, whatever his name is, Bielek, mm-hmm. is saying that he is the reincarnation of Duncan Cameron, and that he, as Duncan Cameron, can recall all of this stuff. He said that he was put in a Montauk chair. They were doing consciousness amplification, putting consciousness amplification devices on them, like trying to get them to separate from their bodies and stuff like that. He said that there was a fixed time loop between Philadelphia and Phoenix, or between the Philadelphia experiment and the Phoenix project, and that's why Al Bielek was able to jump off. And he said, I remember dying on the ship. I remember being fused to it when I was whatever his name, Bielek's brother. Mm-hmm. He was like, my psychic powers unleashed a monster on August 12th of 1983, which is 40 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that this is the premise for, like, the Stranger Things, mm-hmm. like, the whole show, that this is actually real. And so that's what it's based on, is, like, he unleashed some monster, like, some supercomputer, different world, something, dimension, reality, I don't know. And so, yeah, that's basically it.
See, this is why I think his everything is BS. Like, this is crazy, because on his website it says something different. He was on radio with Art Bell for, like, 3 hours just mm-hmm. making up claims. And a lot of what I found, including his website, like, people have debunked everything from his actual website, because he,
like,
has
what?
Tiny pictures that you can't really see that claims it's him, and they're actually of different people. So what I have is that he and his brother, when they were going by the last name of Cameron, jumped off at the last minute, went through hyperspace, and wound up in a hospital in 2137, where they were being treated for radiation burns and other effects of being in hyperspace.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the hospitals looked basically the same, but there were huge TVs mounted on walls and ceilings, and that everything on TV, there was no entertainment. It was all news. It was all educational. But on TV, he saw that the world was completely different. Countries and states looked different. They were no longer occupied by what it used to be, and that it looked different because of climate. What is it called? Climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And the waters had risen, and everything was, like, things that were on the coast was now 100 miles inward.
What year was this supposed to be?
2137.
So I read that this is some crazy guy that's faking this stuff.
Absolutely.
What you're saying, but not what I'm saying. Like whatever's
on
his
website.
I know, but that, like, all the extra stuff, like, on his website, like, that's not the real story.
He said it on with Art Bell. He said those things.
The guy's actually dead, Al Bielek.
Yeah, he's dead. But
he's been
accounts.
Dead for longer than people are thinking. Like, he didn't survive much after the Philadelphia experiment.
I'm pretty sure he did. He was on the radio with Art Bell, where he talked extensively 3 hours
maybe
about his stuff.
He's the Fowl.
So,
you know, like
so, okay, so this, like, the Duncan Cameron guy, he says that he remembers this being his life, but he also says that the members, everybody involved in both the Philadelphia and the Phoenix projects were brainwashed, and their memories were wiped completely, and that it wasn't until he was reincarnated that he started remembering this, because it wasn't his life anymore, but he could remember it. And so then he said also that all their psychic experiments and everything was also linked to the MK Ultra project, and so it goes way deeper.
This dude is crazy, and there's too many different accounts that he has claimed. Like, he said that after being in 2137, he transported back to 1983, and then worked in the Montauk experiments. He said he engages in time travel, and then Dr. John von Neumann is the reason he went back. He asked him to stop it from happening. But that he just bounced in and out of time because
yeah,
he worked at the Montauk experiments, and he could do that. He was, like, a teacher and was telling people how to do time travel.
Mm-hmm.
And so he died in a different time frame that he would have died if he remained in 43.
I'm going by Duncan Cameron's account.
Oh, I'm going by Al Bylis.
Yeah, I'm not going by his account.
So you're going by the brother,
the supposed reincarnated brother who came out
and told his story
and has documents. And has handed over documents to the government that he has.
I don't think that makes any sense. Why would the brother make an account of his brother's account when Al Bylik is actually telling his own story and not his brother's
story? Because the brother
story.
Was there also, though. He went through everything.
The brother didn't go back to Montauk.
The brother was reincarnated. The brother died on the Philadelphia experiment.
Bylik says his brother jumped through time with him.
In the brother's story, it says it's crazy and not true. They both tried to jump off at that certain point, but the brother didn't make it off, and that's why when he came back, he was one of the ones like into the ship that had died.
Right.
So,
which is the reason two brothers who experience the supposed same thing, completely different things, because that's not real.
But the guy who was reincarnated was still involved, and because those two experiments, the Philadelphia and the Phoenix Project, were interlinked. And this guy was working, he was reincarnated as someone who worked at the Brookhaven Institute, which was in charge of the Phoenix Project.
So you think they both separate timelined, and yet
they apparently did the same different things. Remember, I said apparently there's a time loop between these two projects, and that's why they could just keep going back and forth or whatever.
No.
Like, what have you?
I think Bylik is way more crazy than Allende.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, I'm not going on his story. That's why, like, because I had read, like, his website and everything, too, and it just sounds like the story of someone trying to meet someone or not.
Yeah.
Like, but this guy, the Duncan Cameron, like, he can go back and prove things. I don't know.
When I read a little bit about it, that's partially why I didn't do my homework, is because I read it and, like, y'all know I go Alex Jones real quick.
Yeah,
you love bringing
that's how dramatic I get about things. I'm like, it's the government. Like,
but y'all,
I understand. I want to believe everything, but when I read that story, I was quick to be like,
"But let me y'all don't understand
debunked.
The things that our government and military is
doing." I don't think this isn't real. I don't think that everything.
Because you don't work on those projects.
I think what's slightly more interesting was what happened to Jessup.
Like, they pretty much proved Allende had some mental issues and wrote all the weird things about the aliens conversing within the book. Like, the aliens conversing in the book are actually like, oh, understand time, electrons fade. Like, it doesn't make any sense the way they're talking, but they're supposedly talking to each other. Well, after Allende sent Jessup all these letters, at one point, Jessup calls, Valentine, I think is his name, who was another researcher on Bimini Road and the Lost City of Atlantis. So he calls him like on April 19th and says, I've made a huge breakthrough on the Philadelphia experiment. I know everything. Mm-hmm. So he's supposed to meet him the next day. The next day, Jessup is found dead of an apparent suicide in his car.
Yeah, see, I'm like, that stuff, I'm like,
that feels more real to me. Like, I think the letters are crazy. I really don't think this happened. It's a really great story.
But I also believe that, like, there are time, like, I do believe in, like, the whole astronaut theory.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, the government is very capable of covering up, I don't know, things like, as big as, I don't know, airplanes crashing into buildings. Like, things can easily be just covered up so quickly.
Like,
by
we have no idea what truly powers. Is going on in our government, what they're experimenting with, what they have been experimenting with.
I just think time travel is way more difficult.
And also,
it's been proven. The theory has been proven.
The thing with time travel is that you have to get back to where the Earth was in its orbit as well. So you can't just say, I want to be in another part of this Earth. You have to be in the right space where it was orbiting around the sun. Otherwise, you get nowhere. It's kind of like that Futurama episode where going back in time, he's like, oh, this universe is 3 inches down, and they fall out. It's pretty much the same thing. If you can't find that time in the correct part of Earth's orbit, you're not going to get
all what time exists though at all, like forever, like the infinite time theory. Infinite. Yeah,
but then it
like,
wouldn't be the exact same
three
spot.
Dimensions you still got to work in, even if you're working in a fourth dimension.
Fourth and fifth dimensions are time.
You can't have two dimensions be one thing.
Let's look it up.
Also, have you guys been watching Black Mirror? All of these are so similar to like things that can happen in the future. And I was watching one about how like we can transfer our consciousness.
You can
into,
do that already.
Yeah, so we can exactly, but that's
rats.
The point. So like you can do all of these things,
I'm
and we can
be a fucking rat.
And if they're already putting that on TV, doesn't that mean that they're just like adjusting us to like
let me
it could happen?
No, that means we're very talented.
It's purely entertaining.
It could happen.
Imagination.
Why does it look like so real? Like it could happen.
Special effects artist.
The same reason I believed everything in Michael Crichton's book Jurassic Park when I was in first fucking grade. Come the fuck on.
Let me just say, aren't you open to
technology booming?
Yes.
And like things changing? Like, what if we are truly capable with alien intervention to be able to get to the like level of understanding
time. Because we're
never
going to find out until 50 years after they've already developed what it is and already working on way more advanced.
Yes,
stuff.
So what
well,
Biden
thing,
also claimed that
on.
In 2137, aliens had already landed and ate most of humanity, dropping the world's population to 30 million. So, no.
I'm not saying this particular story.
But listen to my crazy theory, okay? I have
what
a theory.
Have
I have a
crazy
theory. Shut up. You shut your face.
And
your
you
face
have to listen
face.
To the other half
keep
now.
Going.
Okay, my crazy theory, and y'all can make fun of me as much as you want. I like to think that universes such as Star Wars or Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings actually exist, and that the writers of those books are able to time hop or dimension hop into their universe and their world, and
they
that's
do.
How they come back
it's
and they write these stories. And it's just the lie.
Well, I guess
no,
in the infinite
real.
Universe theory, it could be possible, but I don't know how many people are like tuned
it's
into
real.
That. I'm like, let me write this story. I think
that's
people-
why you're not a writer, and that's why you're not making millions of dollars off of these other universes' stories.
What?
You're not in tune. What?
Down.
I'm pretty sure people are that creative that can do that.
Or is the universe dumping?
No. No, it's not.
Can you just let me believe that it's the universe dumping?
You asked me a question.
Okay.
I do like to believe that like the government can cover things up and that we don't know everything and that there is some kind of alien force and whatever, but also, like,
but
the Philadelphia experiment is, like, way out there even for me.
But it's not.
I didn't know it'd be put way out there. I came because I thought that they were going to cloak a ship, people died, and it was fucking awesome. That's all I came for. It was deeper, on a deeper fucking level than I ever wanted to get into. I was scared.
I'm more into, like, government conspiracies. Roswell was happening around the same time
thank
the
you.
Philadelphia experiment was going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was definitely a time when people weren't trusting the government. There had to be tests, especially on humans.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
well,
I mean,
we've
never trusted the government. We still never will.
No, yeah. I mean, who knows what they know?
I always like to think of V for Vendetta and, like, look at how they were torturing them and doing all that chemical, like...
Well, I mean, we'll
like,
never know because we are not part of
the
elite.
Hospital.
Were you guys invited to Bohemian Grove? I don't think so.
Maybe
and
I
so,
wasn't. I never told you.
That's true. Maybe you're a spy.
Maybe all of you were. Maybe you all went together and invite me.
We not at
do
all.
Without you.
I don't have multi-billions of dollars.
You're not allowed to tell me the truth, so I still don't believe you.
True.
Is that a rule? How would you know that if you haven't been?
I'm guessing. I'm guessing that the other universes told me that this
the
is
the other universes?
Happening.
Did you jump in and see
all of them? And
oh
I know everything.
I just like to think that it's really... out a possible, but these things are possible. Time jumping is possible. Universe jumping is possible. Dimension leaping is possible. These things are possible.
I'm gonna give you,
you
my crown of
them.
Alex Jones. I'm handing,
oh
over, handing over the reins.
Thank you.
Is it just his face?
Yeah.
Is you have to wear his face?
Yeah, it's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre face.
Oh my God.
I can't believe you're turning the frogs gay.
Oh my God.
Actually, the frogs are gay because they also cross dimensions, and that's a
When you cross item fence, you become gay.
Yeah.
When you come out of the closet,
you say, hey. It all adds up. It all adds up.
Proof. Proof is in the pudding.
Just proved it.
Pudding.
So, do y'all have any other? Those were my main, like, my whole story tied into everything. Like,
I guess I got like way deeper than I wanted to go down that rabbit hole.
I'm sorry.
I think we should just end it here.
Do you want to tell us what you thought was going to happen and we'll have a short
condensed
episode for you? Tell us what you expected. We got too deep.
A long time ago, there was a problem crossing the Atlantic. And the government decided to try and do something about that. So they put a giant fucking generator on a ship crewed by men. Turned it on, the ship disappeared, as they expected, and then reappeared several hours later, and everyone was fucking melted to the walls and screaming in pain, and
that was
they said, oh, we probably shouldn't do that anymore.
Shut the story down.
So we're
going to
edit all our stuff out?
Right.
Single shots? 2 minute
episode. 2 minutes. Yep. 30 seconds.
But really,
story time.
It's
single shot.
Oh my gosh.
You should do all your acts in
30
seconds. You can do this.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank y'all for listening.
Give us your thoughts and theories on the Philadelphia experiment.
Or any other experiment.